Log Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Uplifting Communities Talk Show, Louisiana. And today, with your host, going to be Miss Carla Serenity Baker. And Miss Baker, she's been doing so much great work in the communities herself. But before we go on with the show, I'm going to bring Miss Baker on. Miss Baker, you live on air.
Hello, everybody. I'm so excited to be interviewing the one and only Miss Kashara. She has Miss Kashara Faith and Angeliti. Am I pronouncing that right, Miss Kashara?
Angeliti.
Angeliti. All right. But the reason why we have Miss Angeliti here for you guys, for you listeners, is because she is doing something very, very powerful in the community. And it's something that I'm pretty sure a lot of young ladies and women can relate to. So before I get her to tell you about what we are going to announce, before I get ready to tell you guys what she's going to inform you on, let me just give you a backstory. I'm going to let her give you a backstory of Miss Kashara. How about that?
Okay, well, thank you so much, Miss Carla. First of all, of course, I am so, so glad to be in the presence of you two, and I'm so honored to be featured today and be able to talk about the great things that we have going on in our community in Lafayette, Louisiana. So basically, a little background on me. I'm from New Orleans originally, New Orleans, Louisiana, and I lived there my entire life up until Hurricane Katrina, a story of millions of people who, you know, they thought they'd live there forever, and then the storm kind of took them on a different path. But I am grateful to God for my new path. I'm living in Lafayette and enjoying it with my husband and my four kids, and my goal is to do whatever I can for our community within my own means. I don't have $1 million to donate to every organization or every fund, but what I can do is to do something to raise awareness. You know, screaming from the mountaintop doesn't cost any money. Letting people know what these organizations that already exist, what they have to offer, that's something that anyone can do. And so my goal is to raise awareness for these great community events and organizations that are out there, raise awareness for other people out there who are doing great things. And, you know, they just don't get the recognition that they deserve. So that's just a little bit about me. I'm just passionate about just raising awareness of things that are going on in our community. And it's not about reinventing the wheel and creating these things. Sometimes they already exist, and we just need to support these things that exist instead of trying to be in competition with them. So that's what I'm all about.
Okay, well, you said something that was very important. You said you don't have $1 million, but what I see with what you're doing is you may not have a million dollars, but you have over 1 million favors from God. And this is one of the reasons why I think it's so important for people to hear what you're getting ready to do for Mother's Day. However, before we do that, give us your story on how did you get involved with this? What was your why for getting involved with this?
Okay, so I'm going to be doing something for Mother's Day to support a pregnancy center and clinic. They're an organization in Lafayette that serves not only Lafayette but other parishes throughout Acadiana. And what they do basically, if a young mother or, you know, maybe even not so young, but basically if a woman is in a situation where she's basically in a crisis pregnancy, that crisis can be because, you know, I may or may not be pregnant by my uncle. It can be something that extreme, or it can be just something as basic as, oh, I had a few too many drinks that night and I just wasn't trying to have this happen with that person, or I just don't have a lot of money. You know, maybe I'm married. I just don't have a lot of money. I wasn't really trying to have a baby right now. And they're in crisis and they're not really sure what to do with that situation. So a pregnancy center and clinic is a great organization that provides so many services to young women, myself included. You know, that's how I got started with them is I went there. I took advantage of free services. They have free pregnancy testing, free ultrasounds. They will give you baby items if you're in need of those things, if whatever they have on hand. They have a little closet, all these great things. And, you know, I was in a situation where I just didn't have a lot of money. I just didn't have a lot of money. And they were a great organization that helped me. So now, once I got into a position years later where I could kind of pay it forward and give back to them some kind of way, like I said, I don't have a lot of money. So I literally called them and said, hey, what can I do to help? And they're like, okay, great. What are you good at? And we'll make sure that it goes into, you know, what we're doing. Can you volunteer? Can you counsel young women? I said, I don't know if I can hear those stories every day. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know if I want to counsel women. Well, what can you do? I said, well, I got a loud mouth and I like to talk.
Okay.
I can let everybody know what you do and bring more people to your business. And they were like, great, because advertising costs money. So if you want to do that for free, that's awesome. So I became a volunteer with a pregnancy center and clinic a few years back. And, you know, the goal is, like I said, to pay it forward to them for the great, you know, service that I receive, but also to make sure that other young women are aware that they are there. That is the biggest thing. I feel like it's a sin before God when we know about something and we don't tell others who may need that.
Right.
That you just cannot withhold with information. You cannot withhold information and keep it to yourself as if, you know, that gift is just for you. It's not. And so I feel like now that I know this great organization exists, why wouldn't I tell everyone? Why wouldn't I tell everyone in case there's someone right now who's at home saying, what am I going to do? And, you know, and they're going over their options. And when you're young, you know, you're extreme. So a young person going over their options, 15 years old, might be, do I flush it? Do I, do I beat myself? Do I, you know, let my crazy abusive boyfriend, you know, beat me so that, you know, the child isn't born? You know, these extreme things, believe it or not, are the thoughts that are going on in our community.
Right.
You know, I remember when I was in high school, I saw young women who didn't have money to go to an actual abortion clinic. So they just self-abort and they do extreme dangerous things. I'm not going to mention because I don't want to give anybody any ideas, but they do extreme dangerous things, you know, gang fights, whatever, you know, to self-abort. And it's not only hurting the child, it's hurting themselves. And the thing is, a lot of times it didn't work. They didn't actually end up, you know, aborting the child. They just end up hurting the child. So now the child comes out with some type of deformity or some type of health issue because mom was reckless during pregnancy, but reckless because she really didn't want it. And
see,
there's options for that young woman.
Right. You see, and this is why I wanted to make sure that your mission is actually told to as many people as possible, because I know in the 80s it was a big thing. You had all the, you know, all the centers, and you had the pro and the con, you know, the people that was for it and the people that was against it. And you don't really hear that anymore because everything is so cliche now. Now, I'm not saying that I'm for or against it. I want to make sure that I put that out there. However, with that being said, for the people who need the help, you don't see that anymore.
That's right, and that's the thing.
I don't see it. I don't see commercials. I don't see, you know, I may see a billboard here or there.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't see that. And these kids don't know what to do. So that's why you have on social media now, you got about three or four young ladies who are like between the ages of 12 to 16 years old, and they're all pregnant, and they're like, oh, my God, I'm pregnant, I'm this, I'm that. I'm excited about this because each one of us have a story that we can share. And
that's right.
It's been for years suppressed. And now with you doing this, Tashara, I feel like this is amazing. So tell us about the event that is happening on the 14th of May.
The 14th of May. Basically, the event is to serve two goals. The first goal, of course, is to support a pregnancy center and clinic. All donations, everything will go towards them. The proceeds will go to support them and the great things they do. As I said, they give away free formula, free diapers, free whatever you need, ultrasounds. That costs money. The ultrasound machine is a couple thousand dollars. So, of course, it's to support them, but it's also to support moms. Who far too often just do not get the credit that they deserve. We see award shows given out to, you know, people in our community who are doing great things, don't get me wrong, because they open a business, that's great, but to have a life and to take care of that life and all of that goes along with raising that life, you know, mothers just do not get their due.
Right.
Ever. And so the event will definitely honor moms, Katie, Anna. Some moms who chose life, not because they chose not to abort their child, but they chose life in that they chose to adopt. And that's a whole other special situation that just does not get the attention it deserves. In the African-American community, our numbers are much lower than any other race in terms of adoption. And there's a lot of reasons why. And I'm not here to, you know, downplay on, oh, you need to do this, you need to do that, or be negative to anyone. My whole thing is to be positive. So if you are one of those few African-American women, one of those few women, period, who chose to go ahead and take care of another life that is not your blood, but yet you will love them as if they're your own, that is amazing. That is just amazing.
Yes,
and
yes.
So we're going to honor women who are mothers naturally, are mothers being that they, you know, chose to adopt, and they all have a story. They all have a story. You know, you never know when you look at women, you know, who seem to have it all going on. They have everything together. You never know the struggles they went through during that pregnancy or, you know, just throughout the years
That's
of raising
true.
And raising that child. All you know, all kids know, oh, when I came home, the lights were on. They don't know what mom went through to get
right.
those lights on.
Oh,
and the same thing
oh,
for everybody
yeah.
else in the community. The same thing for everybody else in the community. Why they shaking their heads and, oh, look, her child getting on the bus and her hair isn't, you know, looking as good as everybody else on the first day of school. Well, you don't know the struggles that mom is going through.
You tell them.
Why
power,
she can't afford.
You
oh, it just,
gets,
it just hits a little nerve.
Why,
it hits a little bit of the nerve.
Yes,
it
does. It
hits a little
and
bit of a nerve. And And,
Go
you
ahead.
Know, so many times we just want to put down mothers, you know, oh, her, oh, she has three different baby daddies. That's a shame. And this is, and this and that. And of course we should promote, you know, parenting the right way, I guess. I don't know if there's even a right way, but you know what I mean? Of course we should promote abstinence. Of course we should promote, you know, people being responsible,
right.
but things happen. So if you are a mother who has three, I don't care if you have six different baby daddies. If you are taking care of your children, you should be honored.
That's right.
We're going to honor you because at the end of the day, who needs to be put down is those six men who are not in that child's life. That's who should be put down. Don't put down the one who's there actually taking care of those kids. Unless that woman who has six different kids is giving them up or abandoning them, don't put her down.
This is what we're going to do, Kishara. We're going to open up the lines right now for all the baby daddies that actually is not involved in the children's lives, for this mother who have these kids and she's a single parent. We need you to call in and give us your reason because that just doesn't make sense. I come from a family of a single parent of six, single mom, and she did it.
Yeah.
She went to school.
And it's usually generational.
It is. It usually is. Thank God it's not for me, but it usually is. So what we're going to do, Kishara, we like to open up the line. We would like for people to call in. You gave your friends the number, 607-203-5336. Again, it's 607-203-5336. And press 1 if you would like to get more information from Ms. Kishara in reference to what it is that she's doing for prevention. And also if you have, you know, a question you would like to ask anonymously without giving your name. She's on the line and she can help you. Now, Kishara, do you ever see young boys there, like, you know, with the young girls or you know, the husbands
sometimes,
or anything like that?
Sometimes, yes. Yes, sometimes. And I will say when I first got started with a pregnancy center and clinic, I was working at a different clinic. And that's why, you know, God had it on my heart. You know what? You have a good job. You have things going well for you. Pay it forward. And that's why I called the pregnancy center and started volunteering with them. But I wasn't actually physically working there, you know, as a 9-to-5. I was working somewhere else. But in the clinic, I would see so many young couples who, you know, they're in love and they, it's not the cliche, it's not the stereotype. They're in love and they love each other, but they're young and they don't have any money and they don't know what to do and they don't know anything about babies. And that wasn't really a part of their plan so soon. And I'd refer them to a pregnancy center as well. So I will say, of course, not every young male is, you know, the Lex Luthor or the bad guy in the situation. Sometimes they're just as lost as the woman, and they just don't know what to do either. But a pregnancy center does cater to young women, but that doesn't mean that a young man can't go there to the appointment with their young girlfriend and support them and say, look, we're going to figure this out together. That is, I will say it's rare. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it very often, but I have seen it. I have seen it. You know, so the stories I've seen, they're pretty extreme, like I said, on both ends, you know. But at the end of the day, what it taught me was to not judge anyone. What it taught me was to not judge anyone because I would look at them from the outside and assume I knew their situation, but then once they opened their mouth and they actually told me, it's something totally different. It was something totally different. I said, you know what? We have to support these young women instead of keep bashing them and putting them down, because then when we bash them, what are they going to do? They're going to go look for love, and they're going to look for
it
in the wrong place, because we're not giving them the love that we're supposed to give them.
Yes.
That's the problem. So Mother's Day, May 14th, is going to be a dinner from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Evangeline Room in Lafayette. It's at 328 Gilbo. And it's going to be a wonderful event. So you can look it up on Facebook via Thanks Mom. You can look it up on Eventbrite at Thanks Mom. It's going to be hosted by radio personality Joe Dupree. Joe Dupree Anderson, he's a national personality. He's done so much, and he's supporting this event. I don't want to give too much away about his story. I'm sure he's going to share, but you've heard him for a while.
He's
someone who himself was a child who his mother, gave up.
Right. And that's what I was saying. It's just not about, I think you need to let them know that it's just not about women. It's actually about men as well. Men out there have stories. And once people hear this guy's story, then they're going to say, wait a minute, it's just not about the men. I mean, it's just not about the women.
Yeah.
So,
men are definitely affected.
It's a very powerful one. As a matter of fact, we probably need to have more men on the show when it comes to dealing with that type of, that type of bondage, because I know I've been told from a fact, when a man goes through something like that, it carries with them. They have
certain
personalities and certain traits that they can't even understand. It's like a lot of women don't understand that when you abandon your son, we see daily, almost daily, a woman abandoning, to abandon her daughters. You know, you hear about that a lot. We see what happened with the women when they are abandoned by their mother or their fathers. But you very seldom get to see how a grown man behaves, his traits,
That's
his characteristics, his trust level, and everything when it comes to the mother leaving you. It definitely it tears them down. They can have one personality one day and another personality the next day, and they don't even understand why. So
not only with the mother leaving them, but when the mother is the only one there, they're affected by that as well. So, what comes to my mind is like Tupac, his song Dear Mama, and he's talking about his mom being on crack, but yet she was his queen, because that's all he had, and he gained even more respect for her for doing everything that his dad was supposed to do and then some. It goes both sides. You see a lot of men who are affected negatively by, the things that their mothers go through. But then you see some of them that are affected positively that say, you know what, I'm not going to be that man. I'm not going to be that man, and I'm not going to do this to a woman, because I see what happens to women when you do this to them. But sometimes we do these things to women. It's not the man. Sometimes society fails women when we tell them, how dare you be pregnant at 15? Oh, you're a this, you're a that, not knowing she may be in love at 15. Like I said, her boyfriend may be there and in the picture and willing to support her. Not saying that they're going about it the right way, having a child so young, but we're making all these assumptions and putting them down rather than lifting them up. And being that village that it takes to raise that child. It takes a village.
Oh, yes, it does. Yes, it does. A true story. I was in love at 16, married at 17, had my son at 17, married for 20 years to that man from a marriage
that
was 16, in love with him at 12 years old. I didn't know it was love.
That's
I just was like, oh, I just can't live without him. And when I got pregnant at 16, it changed my life. And when you said it takes a village to raise a child, it took the whole neighborhood, including my family, who was very supportive, to raise that child.
But
the shower, a lot of people are like that. Like
just think, if every one of those people that helped you would have been bashing you and negative and saying, oh, that little boy don't want nothing from you. He just want this. He just want that. He's not going to do nothing for you. Everybody was extra negative and just told you, you know what you need to do? You need to just forget about that. You need to, get rid of that baby and start a new life and leave him alone. Your life would have been 1,000% different and forever changed.
Well, how about they didn't play with Betty? My mother's name is Betty Baker. They didn't play with her. I actually had people that told my mother that.
Well, that's good. You had a strong mother.
Oh, she don't play. She was like, sweep around. That's my first time hearing it. Y'all need to sweep around your own back door before you try to sweep around my daughter's, because y'all need to be
that's
checking
right.
out. She went in, and
you had a great
because
mom.
Of her strength. Oh, I love her. Oh, my gosh. But it's because of her strength that I needed as a child when I was going
right.
through it is the reason why I am the strong woman I am today
that's
and
right.
all these other youngsters that you're helping. So you're right. If you don't have that support, even if they decide to do whatever, like you just said, if you don't have that support, then guess what? You can go left. You can go completely left.
Oh, you can go completely left. Like I said, I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana, and we have the Mississippi River. We have Lake Pontchartrain. It's great to sit out there at the lake with your crawfish and all that. And then
Hello.
It just kills you when you go with your sack of crawfish. You go with your sack of crawfish and your daiquiri, and, oh, my God, the police tape is there and everything is blocked off. Well, what happened? Was somebody
my
shot
God.
Or something? No, a baby was found because somebody
what?
Put their baby in the river, and that's common. Yeah,
what?
And that's common. And it has happened not even that long ago. And it just brings everything down to reality, like, oh, my God, we're in 2017, and these things still happen, where somebody
oh
will walk
God.
To the lakefront, because there's no barrier between you and the water. You can just walk down the little steps and go off into the lake if you want to. But there's a lot of cameras and things like that. But, yeah, somebody will just walk their baby into the water, and it's like, what is going on in that person's mind to think that that's their only option? And that's why a pregnancy center and clinic is there, because not everybody
mm-hmm.
has that village around them. Not everybody has that support. And listen, I've been pregnant 4 times. I have 4 kids. Well, actually 5 times I had a miscarriage, but I've been pregnant long enough to know, or enough times to know that, you know, your pregnancy have you thinking crazy, you have hormones all
it
over
sure
the place,
does.
You know, you're thinking,
yes.
you know, one thing when it's really something else, you're already extreme.
Mm-hmm.
You're already extreme. You don't
the
need
most.
The extra, right.
Say, you're doing the most.
You're already doing the most. You're already crying at ice cream commercials. You don't need the extra from the community putting you down, putting all these negative thoughts on top of the negative thoughts we already have in our heads. We're already a
right.
little bit crazy when we're pregnant, just a little bit crazy when we're pregnant. We're already telling ourselves all kinds of things. We don't need more people piling onto that. And a pregnancy center and clinic is a place to go to just see that, you know what, there is light at the end of my tunnel. There is love at the end of my tunnel. There is, you know, a possibility for me to be okay. And that's,
yes.
like
you're
I said, no matter what job. Decision you decide to do after that, for you to mentally be in a stable place is everything, everything.
Yes,
for you to be
is.
Not making a rash decision based on immediate emotion, but for you to be making an informed decision, because, I mean, an abortion is something you can't take back. You just can't.
Right.
And like I said, like you said, I'm not for it or against it, but I want you to, just like you have a consultation before you have a knee replacement,
yeah.
you have a consultation before
yeah.
you have any other type of surgery, I want you to have that good consultation before you go and do something that you cannot take back, and just to know for sure that that's what you want to do. If that's what you want to do, it's legal. Go ahead. But don't
yes.
do it as
all
a
right.
rash decision and you're thinking
please.
About it the rest of your life.
Oh, because you will. Okay, again, your event is hosted by and your other guest.
Joe Dupree.
Speakers.
It's going to be hosted
okay.
by Joe Dupree. I will have guest speakers such as, I think you may have heard of her, Carla Baker.
Yes, I am.
Ms. Carla
I have
Zernan Baker. Ms. Whitney
and I'm
Living.
Yes.
Ms. Whitney Living will be sharing her story. Mia Cole, awesome radio personality as well. Ms. Mia Cole will be sharing her story. We'll have
awesome.
A slew of women speaking, because then we're also going to have some men. See, that's one thing I haven't really told you about. We're going to have a few men in there. Because
wow.
like you said, men are affected by this as well,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they have a story to tell also. So we're going
to
have a few
and
men in there in the
it.
Place too. That's right.
Awesome.
We're going to have a catered meal by Piece of Cake
oh, wow.
Lafayette. If you Google Piece of Cake and you see the amazing desserts and cakes and treats they've done, I mean, they are really jaw-dropping desserts. And they make food as well. They cook food as well. So they're going to be catering the event. We're going to have Royal Divine. Yes, out of Lafayette, Piece of Cake. Just
okay.
Google that, and you will be beyond amazed. They have videos and everything for their cakes. They're just amazing. But,
and did you say Royal Divine? Did you say Royal Divine?
Yes, I said
Ms.
Royal
Lakeisha.
Divine.
Oh, I
yes,
love
I
her.
Said Royal Divine. Royal Divine.
Oh, God.
Event planning services is definitely all over this event. She's been a huge supporter since, I would say, since day zero, since before
Isn't
it even got
amazing?
Started. Yes, my fellow New Orleanian, who, you know, also knows the struggle.
We have had our own
that is mommyhood.
John. Okay. Well, Kashara, I have a question to ask you.
Yes,
where
ma'am.
Do I pick up my $25 gift card for Crawfish Time?
Oh, you saw that? well, if you go to the event, if you go to my Mother's Day event, you can win one. We have had so many great sponsors. So Crawfish Time is giving $25 gift cards. I was like, excuse me, what? How much money? He said $25 gift cards. We have, Royal Divine Sweets.
Oh.
You heard of Royal Divine Sweets? You need to know about Royal Sweets. Divine Sweets. I'm sorry, not Royal. I'm thinking of, you've been playing and Lakeisha's all over my mind. Divine Sweets
amazing.
And Cakes. She's going to have all kinds of desserts.
Good.
We are honoring. We are honoring a few moms in particular. One of them is Miss Lenore Harding. She has an amazing story. Her son Elijah Harding, who you know, Elijah's a young man and he goes all over the world, all over the country, promoting, you know, child abuse awareness. And he's a child that she adopted, and she's just. You know, she said, well, I don't do anything. He does everything. I said, well, you're his mom. He does it.
Yes.
He does it on the strength of you, believe it or not.
That's
you know,
true.
If he had a different
That's
mom,
true.
Things may be different. And that just goes to show the humility that us moms have that I didn't do anything. My son does everything.
Right.
Well, you're his mom. So, yeah, you do have a part of that. But she's one of the honorees for the event. As well, and there's going to be door prizes. There's going to be free pictures. Could I forget that? Free pictures with Mom from Sweet Moments Photography. She has a story as well to tell, Miss Robbie Sweet. She also was a client at a pregnancy center and clinic. Her story just brought tears to my eyes. And I won't tell you the story, but I will tell you the ending. Her daughter is a young and up-and-coming model in Acadiana, and she's amazing. But she has an awesome story to tell. And it just goes to show, you know, we see these women every day, and we just really have no idea of the struggle that's there.
Mm-hmm.
And this
What's
is going to be an
that
evening
beautiful
to
smile
just.
Is what I always say. What is behind that
that's
beautiful
right.
smile?
That's right. This is an event to just honor women and honor moms and to just, you know, hear the stories of some of the women who, a few of the women who we see and, you know, like Ms. Carla Baker, who we see and hear, and we just think that they have everything, but we don't know that there was a struggle to get where they are.
Uh-huh.
There was a struggle.
Girl.
And, you know, and for other women to hear that and know that they're not alone.
Okay. With that said, we only have a minute and 50 seconds left on the show, so I'm going to ask Ms. Carla to close this out.
Okay, well, I just want to say this. This is by far one of the most powerful interviews that I've had since I've been selected and chosen to do Uplifting Communities in Southwest, in Louisiana with John. John, thank you. Kashara, thank you. I'm actually typing on my page saying right now, you are such a blessing for reaching out to the community. You guys, go to her page, Kashara Faith Angeletti.
Yes,
Kashara.
All of that. Yes. Yes, all of that. Just look up, just start, thanks, Mom. Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Mom. That's the event. Thanks, Mom, for love, for strength, and for life.
Yes, that's it. I will see you there. We have a celebrity host. We have Miss Whitney Lemmings. We have Royal Divine, Lakeisha. We have so many other people that are going to be there, and I want to see you all there. Thank you, Kashara, for doing some amazing things in our community. This is Carla
thank you,
Trinity
thank you.
Signing off. You're welcome. Uplifting Communities Talk Show, Louisiana, with Carla Trinity.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.